USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump, speaking at CPAC Sunday night, gave a scathing review of the current administration's policies.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. They are providing to migrant children on the border, while at the same time millions of American children are having their futures destroyed by Joe Biden's anti-science school closures. The only reason that most parents do not have that choice is because Joe Biden sold out America's children to the teachers' unions.
Trump says Biden is not about enforcing American laws.
Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws.
A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry says no on Sunday to informal nuclear talks between Iran, the United States, and other world powers regarding Iran's nuclear efforts. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The third COVID-19 vaccine from Operation Warp Speed begins heading toward American arms today. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The White House says shipments of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will begin to be delivered as soon as Monday, allowing it to immediately increase the nation's vaccine supply. Dr. William Schaffner is a liaison member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and he tells CNN that the new shot will be able to be more widely distributed.
Because it's one and done, a single-dose vaccine, and because it can be treated like other vaccines in normal refrigerator temperature, we ought to be able to get it much more widely distributed to rural areas, doctor's offices, pharmacies.
As of last week, the United States is currently administering over 1.5 million vaccine shots a day. California Representative Devin Nunes on the House Intelligence Committee discussing the Russia probe said Sunday that a source for the FBI lied about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during the early days of the probe in 2016. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
If you have the chance to read the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package passed along party lines by the House Friday, you would understand this package has very little to do with COVID relief. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It was passed in the House on Friday along party lines, but senators may still make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. Senator Steve Daines says it won't matter what ends up changing. The COVID relief bill does not provide enough COVID relief. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should be focused on vaccination efforts.
The economy is strengthening. The infection rates are going down. We should focus on the vaccinations, but we don't need this massive, massive $1.9 trillion. Keep in mind, Mike, when you add up what's been spent in the last 12 months, if we pass Pelosi's wish list here, that'll be nearly $6 trillion of borrowed money for COVID aid. And the sad part about it, most of the dollars in this package are not really COVID aid. It is really Nancy Pelosi's payoff.
The House approved it in a 219-212 mostly party line vote, as two Democrats joined all Republicans in opposing it. In a number 24 Chevrolet that steadily improved its performance as the sun went down, William Byron ran a decisive victory in Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday. With Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, and Martin Truex Jr. battling for second place behind him, Byron cruised to a 2.7-second victory over Reddick. NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.